BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So, last night, I heard a little bit of Nick Grimshaw's show on BBC Radio 1 after he recommended it to me. I said I didn't normally stay up that late, but I got home from work quite late, and so my night kind of domino effect ended up being a bit later than usual. You know that thing, if you work a bit later than normal, when you get home, your body doesn't realise that it's later, so you still think you deserve a few hours of sort of hanging around and eating and stuff. So I got home at 9. Still wanted to eat like a proper tea and stuff, and Ben wasn't about, so when Ben's not around, I usually eat Indian-based food. So I whipped myself up a little jar of Rogan Josh with a few prawns in there, bit of rice, massive bowl of it. By the time I got around to eating it, 9:30, too late to be eating, so then I had to delay going to bed. Do you know what I mean? That thing of like, I should have just gone home and had some self-control and had a light salad, do you know what I mean? Or some three bean soup or something, just light and easy. And instead, I just got involved in them, and then it was late. Telly was brilliant last night. I'm a Celebrity is just brilliant this year because they've just got such incredible people in the jungle. Have you watched any of it, Becky, at all?
I watched a bit last night, but my boyfriend doesn't like it, so I kind of have to pretend that I'm flicking round and then watch it for as long as I can before we go to the next. Not that he hogs the remote, but it's quite nice. No, it's nice to watch something that two people like, isn't it? Rather than me going, I've just got to watch this, and he's sitting there bored.
Yes, because if you make somebody else watch something like I'm a Celebrity or Big Brother or something like that that they're not into, it's light entertainment and it's a bit shallow, and so you feel really shallow for liking it. So you have to try and do that thing of like, oh, it's a load of rubbish, isn't it? What a load of rubbish this is. Why do people watch this rubbish? And you just keep saying it until you get a good hour of it in. What's your other half doing while you're flicking around on the telly?
Trying to decide what to watch.
Oh, right, so he's joining in. He's not busying himself with computer stuff and that.
Well, he always watches it. Like, and does stuff on the laptop at the same time.
Yeah.
That's made it sound dodgy, like work.
Yeah, Ben does a lot of that. Ben basically sits there just with his computer, largely ignoring me. But the relationship works because then I can watch rubbish telly. And then sometimes I'll sneak and have a look at what he's looking at and it's fine, it's jackets and trainers. That's it, I think. So anyway, it's a really good series this year. I mean, we can learn a lot about love and a lot about flirting and how to hook the girl of your dreams. I mean, Mark Wright from The Only Way of Essex is quite good with the ladies. He's spotted a lady that he likes. It's like watching, a bit like watching an Attenborough show, to be honest. Just to see, you know, how he works his way around the ladies. He spotted some prey that he likes. This was from a couple of nights ago.
When I was about 18, she used to be one of my favourites. So it's really weird for me. It's like she used to go on my wall. Interesting.
Talking about Emily, a pretty girl who's in the jungle. So more on that later anyway, and he's flirting.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a lovely surprise driving down to Chichester. Oh no, hang on, what a lovely surprise. Driving down to Chichester expecting Scott and discover it's you instead, Victoria. Love back at you, sister. Lee in Southend. I mentioned that I had a little prawn curry for my dinner last night. He says, I'm surprised you didn't eat your Indian in bed. You usually do. Lee in Southend. He knows me well. No, it's banned. I'm not allowed to take full Indian platters up to bed with me. I'm not that bad. I might sneak in a Szechuan cracker if Ben's back is turned. So I left Radio 1 Towers last night. Oh, it was sausage night.
Oh, it was good. Thank you.
Yeah. just
to clarify, I had sausage and mash for my dinner last night.
Yeah, was it good?
It was good, yeah.
Traditional sausage or chipolata or Cumberland or one with apple in?
I had veggie sausage.
Did you now?
Yeah. Because I don't like the bits. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a bit, and then if you get a bit, you can't eat the rest.
Yeah, that's it,
isn't
it?
So I just avoid that and just have veggie ones.
You don't want any sweepings in there, do you?
No. I don't know what that is, but it doesn't
well,
sound
just,
nice.
Well, just, no, it's not. I mean, you know. So you had veggie sausages. What'll be in the middle of them then?
Not vegetables.
No.
That kind of...
proteiny whey stuff. Is that it? Whey. Yeah.
Textured, whatever
textured.
It is. It's nice.
Is some of it grown like mushrooms are grown? Is that right?
I've got no idea.
Yeah.
I just eat it.
You just eat it, don't you?
Do you look where all your food's grown? I wouldn't eat anything if I knew that.
I read something. It might be one of those things that I've just made up. I think I read something where they can grow cultures.
I'd love to have on my balcony, just like, you know, when you grow mushrooms, I'd just like to have a little row of
sausages.
Of these veggie sausages poking
just
out.
Poking up.
Do you think you have veggie sausage fields then, where you just have like...
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Come down to the sausage fields.
I quite like the look of it.
Next to the little stream of gravy. Well, good. I'm glad it went well because I know it meant a lot to you. You were excited, weren't you, about your sausage and mash last night? I left here. No such luxury for me. No going home. I had to go and do a voiceover for a CBBC show, which is really close to my heart. It's the sweetest show ever. It's called The Big Performance 2. It's on at 5:45 tonight, actually, the penultimate episode. Although next week is like a mega mix of the best bits and what happened next. It's about, you know, Gareth Malone, that choir. Mm. He's helped these shy children who were bullied for singing and stuff and sort of generally bullied at school to get together and form a choir. It's really sweet, and they sang on Children in Need, if you saw it. Anyway, really lovely kids, and it was really nice. Anyway, turns out I'm doing the voiceover. I cry a bit when they do the performance because it was so nice. I'm like, oh, it's lovely. It's a bit embarrassing.
Are they going to leave that in?
Hopefully not. No, hopefully not, because sometimes I laugh at the kids as well, but in a nice way.
You can't do that.
Because they're so funny. They're just really comical and sweet. It's on tonight, but obviously, you know, maybe watch it and listen to Newsbeat at the same time at 5:45. So it was lovely. I mean, voiceover booth having a little filling up and that. It was nice. And then headed home, good telly last night, had something to eat, got in bed, thought I'm going to listen to Nick. It's just after 10, put Grimmy on. It was good, but it was distracting because I was trying to finish my book. I've got a book that I've been trying to finish for ages, so I was trying to listen to a little bit of Nick, and it was good, though. And then baby set up crying, so then I had to turn him down. That were it. But I listened to a bit. I promised him I would, and I did.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Flo Rider on Radio 1, you got to admire what he's doing. One of the masterpieces soon. That's my Zane Lowe impression. Not very good, actually, is it? Zane will do a better impression of himself from 7. He's got a masterpieces coming up. It's Amy Winehouse tonight. Who was it who was asking? Toby and Horsham. Yeah, Toby, so I did hear 25 minutes in. If you can get back on, please, 81199, what song it would have been. It was gorgeous from Smashing Pumpkins. I did like it. Becky, get you. You massive... Oh, we did get a text, by the way, someone going, I don't listen to the radio much. But I've just tuned in and this show seems to be all about food. That main bird who's talking, I'm assuming it's a gentleman who texted him. That main bird who's talking hasn't gone a link yet without mentioning food. We'll do no food mentions for the next couple of hours, all right, Becky? But thank you for your correspondence. I think from the text, they are actually enjoying it. They're just telling us their notes on it about what the main bird, i.e. me, is doing. Don't know what you are, if you're the little bird. Or the side bird, maybe. No more mentions of food. But if your other half's out tonight... Forbidden food. That's what you got. That's the rule. Mm. If your other half's out, you eat stinky food that they don't like or food that they disapprove of because it's just wrong. Speaking of which, what will you have tonight?
Tins of macaroni cheese. It's so wrong.
Do you have to like really shake? Do you take the lid off the tin?
Yeah.
And then you have to give it a proper shake and it doesn't move. And then another one.
Yeah.
And then a slightly gentler one and it goes like that out of the tin.
It's exactly the same.
And you're like, do you microwave it?
I haven't got a microwave. We've had this conversation. I live in the Victorian times.
You've got a balcony, though. People have picked up on that. You mentioning that on air.
It's because I don't have a garden. I've just got a balcony.
What? How big's this balcony? Could you hold like a party for 40 people?
No.
With serving staff?
I don't know. I could just about lie down on it. It's not one of those fake balconies.
No, is it a proper balcony?
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird, those fake balconies. They're dangerous, aren't they? You can't actually go out on them.
Yeah, I don't understand the point of them.
What's on your balcony? Have you got a mountain bike?
No, it's a dead plant and a shelving unit at the moment.
You've got a shelving unit on there.
What?
Have you got bits of spare wood? Have you got an old pram? Like a stained old pram, all folded up?
No, just some grey knickers.
What, some grey knickers? Lamb night. Is your missus out tonight, Chris?
No, she's not.
News?
I'm jealous of Becky with macaroni night.
Because what do you call it round yours?
It's lamb night.
Lamb
when,
night.
When
she's out, the missus is away.
She hates lamb.
She hates lamb. So you're like, whoa. Going out tonight when she's like, oh, I might have a night out with the girls tomorrow night, Chris. And you're like, whoa, get some chops.
Gutted.
Get some chops all the way over work.
When she cancels at the last minute, I'm gutted.
Do you hide it from? Does she get back in and she's like, are you wearing lip gloss? You'd be like, no. Have you been eating lamb? Yeah. Like that.
What's that smell? Yeah.
What is that smell? Okay. Okay, lovely. So no more mentions now, food. Let's do the non-food challenge. We've got lots to talk about anyway, because I'm a Celebrity was amazing last night.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is BBC Radio 1.
So it's Sarah in for Scott. You all right? Just gone 20 to 5 if you're wheedling your way home. Bit of a damp day today. I'm sick of drying off slides with bits of tissues and stuff and receipts that I find in my pocket. That's all I do in weather like this, dry slides. Don't even work for the council, but I find myself in various playgrounds just drying off slides. Although I was inside today at a soft play centre. Oh, it was guffy. You never know. Because it's an under-fives area, so they're either a bit trumpy or someone's done the nappy. And you sort of sniff your own children and think, oh, it's not mine. I don't know which one it is. It's running around. It's potent. So, anyway, if you're a gentleman listener and you're looking for love, maybe we can help. Well, not us specifically, but the guy we've in all use. Do me veggie sausage. But the guys in the jungle can help. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Brilliant series, this series. Thanks mainly to a few of the key players, including 80s pop star, kids TV presenter and no radio DJ, Pat Sharp. He sums it up pretty beautifully about what goes down in the jungle when there's pretty ladies and hunky men.
If there's some pretty girls, and there always are, you know, in the jungle, then it's always good to have a gander. You know, Tarzan didn't spend his whole life swinging in the trees. He also checked out Jane.
Yeah. I always want to go and wash myself after reading that clip. It's not like that. So anyway, here's Mark Wright off of The Only Way Is Essex flirting with this Emily chick who's a model, DJ and sort of boobs out kind of girl in the likes of Zoo magazine and stuff. Here he is enticing her over to his hammock.
Emily, you in a bed tonight or a hammock?
Hammock, for sure.
So much better.
So much better. That hammock is amazing.
Why don't you get in the hammock with me?
Hey?
Why don't you get in a hammock with me and have a cuddle?
We would really fit, wouldn't we?
We'll try. We'll just make it cosy.
You never asked me to go in the hammock, do you?
Oh, Pat! You're trying to get your float on, get your float on, and you've got 80s pop star and kids TV presenter Pat Sharp piping in. It just doesn't help. Here he is, look.
Oh, you never asked me to go in the hammock, do you?
Not what you need, is it, when you're trying to be all smooth and charm a girl into your hammock? Anyway, Mark carries on. And if you are a single man, this is where you ought to really prick up your ears and just learn from the king of flirting.
Mark, did you wet the bed?
I may have wet myself when you walked up in your bikini from the pool.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
No, Mark, girls don't find bad bladder control sexy. Don't say to girls, you look so good that I weed myself. Girls do not want to hear that. Now then, Lorraine Chase is in the jungle as well. She's an Emmerdale actress. It's quite weird when sort of ladies of a certain age have a teddy bear, but so what? She's got a teddy bear. She calls it Tedward. It's a bit annoying and a bit eccentric and a bit twee, but hey, that's her, fine. Now, Pat Sharp, last night's episode, was being a bit of a bully and it was a bit uncomfortable viewing. Now, there's talk that he did it on purpose so that people would then nominate him to do the Bush Tucker trial because they're all really hungry. Sunita has been doing them all week. The great British public have been making Sunita do it because she's so bad at them. So, of course, we just want to see her scream and be completely useless. Then they get more hungry and then they get more ratty with each other and there's more arguments and tension. So I think maybe what he was thinking, Pat Sharp, was if I'm horrible to someone, then I'll get nominated. And it worked because he's doing tonight's Bush Tucker trial. However, it was a bit unnecessary and he was a bit horrible to Lorraine. He made her cry because he was threatening to grab, to teddy nap Tedward. And to beat him up and stuff and pull the teddy's head off. It wasn't nice at all, actually. And this was a real you go girlfriend moment when Lorraine fought back.
Just go away. Just stop talking about it. It's my little thing. Yeah. It's nothing to do with you. I know what you said earlier about me being too good, too this, too that. I'm no too anything. I am me. I am myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, although, go on, girlfriend. Dougie was very good as well. Dougie off McFly. He's being hilarious. He was winding up Mark Wright, who's a pretty easy character to wind up because he's not the brightest, really. So this creature he's talking about appears in a Terry Pratchett book. It's a well-known sort of Aussie wind-up, a sort of made-up creature that Mark totally falls for.
And swap beds.
Mate, you'll be fine. It's the drop bears you've got to worry about. They drop on your head, a gnaw on your head, and you have to rip them off. Imagine, like, a little tiny bear thing with bat wings and, like, shark teeth.
I think I have seen, actually.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. I only started listening halfway through to him saying that last night, and I was like, what? Does that exist? Then I thought, no, surely not.
What?
I just saw one.
What?
Drop bear.
Are you lying?
No.
You are, Dougie.
Mate, there's no such thing as drop bears.
Are you joking? What, you completely made it up?
Very funny. So we'll see how Pat Sharp does then tonight in the Bush Tucker trial. This is a new one from Christina Perry. It's 1,000 years.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio
1. That was the Strokes on Radio 1. Next, I'm going to play you Ollie Murphy's Live Lounge. You popped in to see that main bird who's on mid-morning. A lovely fan, so we'll replay his single for you. He also did a cover of David Guetta. Is there a video up yet, or are they putting special effects on it and polishing it and making it just perfect? You want to go and look at it? Is it up there now?
If you go to Fern's pages.
Lovely, you can go and have a look at Ollie in action. What we need from you is some Dear Sarahs, please, to either sarah.cox@bbc.co.uk or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any questions, any queries, any problems you have, myself and Becky will be the ones to help. Maybe you've heard something hilarious or you've seen something on telly that you thought we'd be interested in. Maybe you're on the way home from work now or college and you're on the bus or the train and you've got a bit of a quibble with the gentleman sat opposite you. Well, you've just got one of life's queries that just has popped into your head. Maybe you're still stuck at work or college secretly listening and you just want to ask us a question. sarah.cox@bbc.co.uk, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That'd be very nice if you got those in this afternoon. That'd be massive. Jamie in Loughborough's been on. He's sat in his studio illustrating a mole. Enough said, he says. Not really, because that leaves me wondering. Is it a little cartoon mole, as in the ones that can't see very well and live under the ground? Or is he just drawing on one of his own freckles and illustrating a mole that way? We'll never know. Well, unless he texts back in, I suppose. The bit that piqued my interest, though, in this text was, always love listening to you, Sarah, says Jamie. A laugh a minute. Not being, don't want to be rude, I don't want to be funny, but not really happy with a laugh a minute. I don't think that's a good ratio.
That's good, isn't it? Laugh a minute.
A laugh
that
a
means
minute?
That means it's good.
Well, not if you do a 3-minute link. What, he laughs 3 times in 3 minutes? 1 laugh per minute?
How many laughs a minute do you think you should be?
3 minimum.
Laughs a minute?
I think we should be aiming for minimum 3. All right, 2 laughs a minute and at least 1 chortle.
Okay.
And per hour, a guffaw. Or
wow.
At least a lol.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to do a pie chart. Mm. I'm going to get one of those A-board things and a whiteboard and that, and I'm going to do... I'm going to talk you through. You can tell I've never had a proper job.
I know, I was going to say.
I've never had a proper job. I'm just like, yeah, and one of them pens and a blackboard.
You've got all the gear and no idea.
All the gear and no idea. What's that off?
Well, no,
that,
like,
could be your catchphrase.
It's for people like you who've got, like, all the props, but then they don't know what they're talking about. So you've got, like, your A-board and your PowerPoint and your...
I don't need any of them, though, do I?
Pens and your stickies and you're still, like...
My voice, My voice and my brain is my equipment. That's all I need to get me through. It's crazy life. So that's what we'll go for anyway. Two laughs, one chortle, and a lol per hour.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC. DJ.
Radio 1.
Kasabian on Radio 1. David Guetta before that. Sarah in for Scott. You're right. That's quite a sympathetic you're right, that, wasn't it? You're right. You're right. What are we on then? 12 minutes past five. I was going to try and just do a random so many sleeps till Christmas, but you have to work that out, don't you? I don't know why that popped into my head. There was someone being hilarious on Twitter going, good news for insomniacs, four sleeps till Christmas, which I thought was quite funny, but not obviously if you have trouble sleeping. Hey, we got a text, somebody telling me, Jamie in Loughborough, which alarmed me. I know it came from a good place, Jamie. Jamie said, oh, love listening to you, a laugh a minute. I want a three laugh a minute minimum. People have been on, so thanks for that. People have been noting down when they've been amused by us, Becky. Rich has been on, three titters, two sniggers in the last 10 minutes. That's not bad, actually. Evie, who's 14, she's in Portsmouth, two laughs, two chortles, three lols and at least one snort a minute. Now, that is what we're aiming for, OK? Put that at the top of the pie chart that I'm going to do in a minute if I've got time.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I miss you, girl. Yeah, so... Becky.
Hello.
I love this music. It's just random music that I found from my old pages. Right then. So... you keep finding bits of random... TV that's in a different language.
Yeah.
It's not in English.
So ages ago, yeah, with Scott, we did, like, we found Little Britain in, like, loads of different languages. And since then, if I found one, I always find it quite funny. So recently, I was trying to get a clip of a kids' TV show, and when I looked for it on the iPlayer, it came up, and I was like, what's this? And it was in a totally different language. And actually, from then on, I was like, oh, this might be quite educational. I'll start watching this.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've found three or four of my favourites. And you can try and guess what
it's
language
they're...
It's
not even you've found three or four. It's three or four of your favourites.
Yeah.
So you've gone through loads.
Yeah.
So is it dubbed over or is it actual their versions of show?
Yeah, they've revoiced them.
Wow.
But you can still tell. What I love about it is that you can still tell, like, because all the names are still the same.
Okay.
So for most of them, you still know what's going on half the time.
Yeah, and because it's kids' TV as well. I mean, the plot aren't going to be... It's not going to be like Inception or something, is it?
No.
It's going to be like, you know, Bobby won't share on the seesaw or whatever. Right, let's have a listen. So I've got a guess then. The TV show.
Yeah, and what language it's in. I'll give you... I'm going to dish out some points.
Yeah?
I'll
Can
give
I have
you...
Becky points?
Oh, no, give Scott's ones are way more valuable.
What are Becky points? Like, if you get 500, you get a tin of macaroni.
Not even that. you can have 20 Scott Mills points for each one you get right.
Wow.
Because they're quite hard.
Okay, what, from the first clue?
Yeah.
And then what does it drop down to on
10.
The second? To 10. Okay. Yeah. Here we go, then.
Spud, hello.
Hello, Travis. Diggy Timothy.
Well, ddim yn hollol na.
Mae trailer yma'n wag. Ti'n byth wedi mynd yn ôl I? Ddidis I, do.
I know it. 20 points, you tell me.
Yep.
Bob the Builder.
Yes!
Because of Spud.
Okay, and what language?
Is Spud the Scarecrow?
Oh, I left Spud in. Rubbish. That was like that was the easiest one. Sorry. Quiz is going well then.
Okay. So I get 20 points.
Yep. And
let me
language?
Listen to the second clip, see if I can get.
Now, knee, nader!
Ground, sure, yawn!
Can you work out what they're saying?
Can we fix it? Yes, we can. That is amazing.
Now, knee, nader!
Crown, sure, yawn!
Now, knee, nader! Crown, sure,
Spud, hello.
Hello, Travis. Diggy Timothy.
Well, ddim yn hollol na.
Mae trailer yma'n wag. Ti'n byth wedi mynd yn ôl I? Ddidis I, do.
Welsh.
Yay!
Bob the Builder, round I neud o. Bob the Builder, round sgwr iawn. Scoop Macadiz I ar ôl I mawr.
Wow.
Lofty a Wendy, join the crew.
Wow.
I Bob ar
boss is eerie. Papa Builder, now be neighbour.
It's amazing. I love this. It's my new favourite thing.
I had to get Alan to check that just to make sure there wasn't any swearing.
Yeah, nobody had slipped in.
Why would there be?
Like a hip hop version. Next one, then, let's see. Oh, this is exciting. I like this game.
Oh.
Salve, signora Goggins.
Oh, ciao, non ti avevo sentito arrivare.
Vedo che oggi ha anche delle belle ciliegie in vendita.
Goggins? Ciao, so it's Italian. Goggins? I'm going first guest postman Pat.
Yeah!
Hey!
I should...
Yes. Oh, accidenti, va a doppia velocità, devo fermarla.
Yeah, well, you should have took most of the names out.
Yeah.
You are talking to a mother of three, despite only being 24 years old. I knocked them out. Here we go. I like the fact that Jess, the cat, or Jess, has got a slightly Italian meow.
Meow.
Sounds much more exotic. Meow. Meow. Let's see.
E con lui c'è il suo gatto Jess.
Postino Pat.
La mattina presto, quando spunta il giorno.
Quando spunto giorno. Excellent. Right then. You know, so I like things when I'm good at it. That applies to a few things. Not many though. Here we go.
Shosu orange you teddy. Jeeves de gra. Shed the bear, Teddy Core. Show su orange are good for my shodina, sir.
Okay. We'll make that the last one because I've left all the names in.
Yeah.
There was so a, who was that?
There was a. Was there even a pepper in there? Because it's Peppa Pig, isn't it, you see?
It's Misha Peppa Mook. Show my grandhead big joke, sir. Show mammy Mook. Are you sure, Daddy Mook? Peppa Mook.
Vicky's in the studio with some Sterling, and I'm pointing at her going, is it something to do with you? That is it. is it? I never know which way to say it round. Because it does sound Scottish, doesn't it? The accent is Scottish. Is it Gaelic?
Yes!
Yay! I'm well chuffed.
Vami va brak mor uvas a chawn.
Tarn an ich ham Peppa, ha kiel noch ich bis da man le tor uschke.
Oh, lovely. Is it like scone or scone? Gaelic and Gaelic. I think it is Gaelic though. Now over to Vic for a live translation. Do you speak it?
I can say a few little cartoon names, actually. It's the only thing I can say, and a couple of little rude words as well.
Oh, no, that
which
must,
I wouldn't say then.
That must come in handy, some cartoon words and swear words.
Yeah.
To hit with the boys when you're at home, doing a few like. Tell us something, you say something lovely then. Say something lovely.
Padraig Post. There you go. Guess what cartoon that one is.
Pat.
Well done.
Oh, live Gaelic in the studio. Thank you very much. I like that game. Hurrah. Right then, Calvin Harris on the way.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So. Love You So, out on the 19th of December, my record of the week.
B-C.
Radio.
She's been off supporting Mavic Sabre on tour, so you may have caught her, lovely lady. Now then, Jen's been on from Barwell. How was your spin class this morning? Did you get up in time? Yes, I did, Jen. Not really for me, this early morning sort of exercise lark. Because I got up at just after 6. I got to the gym for 6:30. It was dark and rainy. It was like I was like involved in some sort of undercover police bust. Because it's just like I'm just sitting in a quiet car park next to the gym. A couple of people waiting outside the gym doors to open at 6:30. The class started at 6:45. 45 minutes on an exercise bike with a few other like-minded weirdos. It was all right. The best thing about it was that it was getting light during the class. And it was, you know, and I felt brilliant after it. The thing that I did, Jen, and this, if you're into the gym and if you're into exercise, and you'll know this one, the trick is to get your gym gear out the night before. because there's nothing more depressing than putting your gym gear away, totally dry, clean, unused, because you feel a real failure that you've skipped it. So I left all my gym stuff out and got into it and was just freezing. Borrowed Ben's little smart car thing. It wasn't like my most exciting moment, sat in a smart car in a drizzly dark car park, sort of, you know, pitch black, waiting for a gym to open. Normally when I go and exercise as well, it's kind of what I'm missing at home is like quite sort of hard work stuff, you know, like bath time and stuff like that is what I'm missing out on. But this morning I was conscious as I was pedalling away to various dance tunes, sweating away. What I was missing was essentially laying in bed, cuddling the babies. So I was like, what am I doing here?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
The Gaga with Born This Way. Great telly on last night. Was it just me or did anybody else? Well, until 10 o'clock, and then I put Grimmy on when I went upstairs. I mean, his new number. I mean, I was a fan of the guy anyway, Nick Grimshaw, in the flesh, but through the wireless. I've heard him before, actually, when I've been out for me Greekly, six-weekly Greekly. But last night I made the actual effort to lie. I lay in bed and listen to him. I think maybe that was why the little one woke up, because there was some booming Bolton tones coming from the bedroom, apart from my own. We could be related, me and Grimmy. People always say that whenever he's on the radio and that, and when he's been in for Scott and stuff, and he just wanging on, you know, because we're both from the same exotic part of the world. I think that's what it is,
Did you know him before?
No, I just knew him when he was...
Not in the same class at school, I thought you were. No?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we were the same year.
Yeah.
But different sets. He was a very smart boy. He was scouted for Eton, but he ran away. He was from a circus family in Bolton, Oldham, and he ran away to broadcast on the radio. Yeah. He left.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He left armed with a small knapsack containing two pairs of underpants, some hair gel, a chocolate chip tracker bar, and 50 pence, and he got his way to London, and he found his way here at Radio 1, and they let him warm, you know that gas fire that we've got in reception?
Mm.
Well, it ran two bars that day because it was chilly out, and Grimmy warmed himself by the gas fire. And it was Judge Jules who took him under his wing and said, come and have a go on this microphone. The rest is history now. Oh. Broadcasting legend from 10 tonight on Radio 1. Where was I? Oh, last night. The telly was good, wasn't it? James Blunt, who you may know from the track You're Beautiful, It's True. It was a huge song. The album, can you name the album, Becky, for 10 Scott Mills points? What's that massive James Blunt album called?
No, I'm going to look it up.
That were on a quiz, that. That was on a quiz about... Which, don't know if it were on Million Pound Rock, about which was the highest selling record of all time or something, or of.
Back to Bedlam.
Anyway, huge album, a huge song, massively popular. However, you can't deny that a lot of people are wound up by that song and by James Blunt. Seemed like a very nice chap, seemed a bit nervous, but was very funny actually, hosting Buzzcocks last night. They have lots of guest hosts. But they were ruthlessly taking the mickey out of him. All part of the job description if you're going to go on and you're James Blunt and you're going to horse Buzzcocks. Sarah Millican was on, the hilarious comedian lady from the North East. Noel Fielding was on as well, and Sean Paul. You know that bit where they try and sing someone a song, you've got to guess what song it is? Well, they did it. Can you guess what song they chose?
I think you need to go slightly higher pitch.
Oh, I know it's one that really grates on everybody. What is it? Oh. It's annoying. What is it?
And so they really, really took the mickey out of him. For that song in particular, and just in general, really. And there was just a very sweet moment where some of it, he was a bit not that confident and a bit nervous, but then he delivered this line beautifully.
A lot of people took a disliking to You're Beautiful. But I ask you, where would we be without that song? I'm not sure about you, but I would be in a much, much, much smaller house.
Oh, that was very good. Sounds a bit like Prince Harry there, doesn't he? He's ever so posh. And it came across very well. Right, example on Radio 1. This is Midnight Run.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Clear.
Excellent, love it, Midnight Run, exemplar. I know I talked about I'm a Celeb to it a little bit earlier on, but I forgot this bit, which is my absolute favourite bit of Anthony Cotton. He's a friend of mine. I love him. He's amazing and I'm a Celebrity, but I just can't help feeling that he's on the wrong show. He should be on another of my favourite shows.
So expectations are high, but the pressure's telling already as Dark Horse Anthony's having dark times in the kitchen.
I'd slice it into like that. So there's 10. Chop the leaves up, chop the cucumber, bell pepper and beets.
Next, Anthony turns his attention to the main course.
When the rice is warm, you could just stir all that in the crock pot into the rice, so it's a warm salad, and you could add the beetroot to it then. And instead of it then being a stir-fry consistency, it'd be like a warm salad, and then you could put the beef on top of it.
You said it, Anthony.
Amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio
1. The XX and Bruno Mars. Zane Lowe is here.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, do you want a quiz about last night's...
It's not really. In there.
It's not really a... Sorry, how are you?
Let's get down to the quiz.
It's not really.
It's irrelevant how I am.
It's
quiz time.
It's not really a quiz, actually. I've now overblown it a little bit.
Do you have, title music, like an intro for it? No, I mean, not one you can hastily whip up. I mean, did you have one prepared?
Hang on. Do, 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 do. Hey, what's that track, Zane?
Sounds like a quiz to me.
Last night, I went and did some other work. I went and did some voiceover stuff and all this, and I know that you started on Masterpieces.
That's not work, is it, Sarah? Siamese. Let's be honest. No. We can both agree that that's not really work.
I used my voice for 7 hours yesterday.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And I... Well, it's paid work and it keeps me away from my children.
Oh, no, the tax department considers it to be an official occupation. You
know, it keeps me away from story time, but Mama's got to go and earn a dollar.
There it is.
Got to keep Ben in trainers. Now then, not really. So, anyway, I got back in the car. It's 20 past eight. Smashing Pumpkins, Siamese Dreams had started at 8, hadn't it?
Yes.
So what was the slow song that was gorgeous at about 25 minutes past 8?
Did it rock?
At any
point?
Not really.
Was it just acoustic?
Yeah,
it was. With a big
gorgeous
string section at the end?
Yes.
The Killer in Me is the Killer in You?
Is it? Yeah, maybe.
Disarm You with a Smile? I'm probably doing it a bit fast. Disarm. Disarm.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Quite haunting.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Really heavy.
I really loved it anyway.
Awesome.
So, if only
for that.
As someone who doesn't know anything about Smashing Pumpkins, even if I take that little soupçon away with me, I learned that there was a beautiful song out there that I've not heard before.
But even more than that, I think if you can connect to that 1 4-minute moment, then there's an album out there for you.
Yeah, I might go. I was thinking I might get out there and just have a look at some of
why
the tracks
not?
And get a few. Why not? No
why
to
not?
Lose.
It's a great record.
A few people did do that, didn't they, last night? People getting involved with the album that hadn't bought it before.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. I mean, it's great for people to experience it again, and then lots of people get it. And you know, a few people sort of say, well, you could just put the record on, but it's about creating a community of listeners around the world who are sharing this experience. And now with things like Twitter and Facebook and even text in the UK and stuff, you're in a great position for people to share their reflections with one another. So it creates this just wonderful listening party, you know. And
it's kind of like someone's living room where a few friends have come around and they've got a good album on, but that is like spread out across the world, possibly.
So. Exactly. So there's people who are sharing their memories of it, but others who are listening to it for the first time, which is amazing. Although in the case of tonight, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there will be people who have never had a chance to really listen to Back to Black in full. But as the artist was, Smashing Pumpkins was a real revelation for some people. They never even really heard of the band. Mm. Pretty much everybody tonight will have heard of Amy and who she is still to this day as somebody who's moved people with her music. And we're in a pretty reflective mood tonight. You know, we've got a really special show lined up tonight. Masterpieces is quite often lots of production that gets thrown in at the time, and it feels quite fast moving and quite fast paced to cram it all in and make it exciting, get to that play.
Punchy.
Yeah, but tonight, is a lot of, there's a lot of space and a lot of reflection and a lot of honesty from an amazing amount of people who knew her and worked with her and wanted to pay tribute. And it's going to be a really, be quite moving show tonight, I think.
So do you, I mean, obviously Back to Black 1,000,000% deserves to be in the Masterpieces series. Do you think if she hadn't have died that she would have been in this one, or do you think you might have waited a bit further down the line? Did it affect your choosing it? Do you know what I mean? Did you think it was more relevant now, or it'd mean more to people?
I'm really glad you asked that, because it's been something a few people have asked, whether or not it was an influencing factor. And I would say it wasn't, it wasn't. It wasn't, because it was due to be a masterpiece last year.
Right.
And it was on the list right up until the last minute. We had arranged to have a sit-down interview with Amy here at Radio 1. She hadn't done a lot of press at that time. She was off the radar. But she'd agreed to come in and talk about the record. We were in Radio 1 at the time, ready to do the interview. We were waiting for her to arrive. We got a phone call. She was en route to the station. She had decided not to do the interview. Right. And we then asked somebody within her camp, is this likely that it will be rescheduled? And they said, I don't think it will. We made a decision at that point that without her telling her side of the story and making that record, that it didn't, you know, we could give that slot to something else.
Oh, God. To an album. Goosebumps now, because she's not blooming in now to tell her side of it now.
I know.
But lots of her good friends and fans are.
Yeah. So, yeah, getting back to that, I mean, we decided to do it this year because we blew it last year. So we decided to rectify it this year. And so, yes and no.
So I look forward to it. 10 minutes time, then we can hear all the interviews.
It's
did you
cool,
meet
man.
Her yourself? Did you know her in interview?
From
or
memory,
I never did myself.
From memory, because you know you never know whether or not you bump into people for whatever reason briefly at things. But I don't honestly. I can honestly say for the record that I don't believe I ever had a chance to meet her face to face or even talk to her on the phone.
No, I didn't.
So quite a strange experience tonight for me to pay tribute to an artist that I haven't at some point met, because at Radio 1 you do, when you play their records, you do. It's the promo schedule, that's what you do, and I didn't. So in a way, for what it's worth for everyone listening, I am completely 100% putting this out there in the same place as somebody who's a listener and a fan of this artist and never had any real personal reflection. So.
Okay, lovely. We look forward to it. Just 9 minutes' time.
Thanks for your time, dude.
Yeah, night. The second night, then a masterpiece is Back to Black from Amy.
You're listening tonight, aren't you? Tonight's one for you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it
I'm going to listen on the way home.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.